Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to listen to what this brother's saying. I want
to this because this is very serious now. This is getting serious now. We have a new tricky day in the White House. New tricky day. Hold on.
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America for obstruction of justice. I do it because, Mr. Speaker, there is a belief in this country that no one is above the law, and that includes the President of the United States of America. Mr. Speaker, our democracy at risk. Mr. Speaker, this is not about the president firing the FBI director because he was investigating someone else. It's because the FBI director was investigating the president himself. And after firing the director, he went on to let us know that he considered the investigation when he fired him. And then he tweeted language that would be intimidation or a warning, an admonition, very strong to say the very least. Mr. Speaker, we cannot allow this to go unchecked. The president is not above the law. This is not something to be taken lightly, and I do not. I think that this is one of the highest callings that a member of Congress has to address. I believe that this is where your patriotism is shown, where you demonstrate to the American people where you really stand. So I take this stand. It's a position of conscience for me. And I have not talked to another person in Congress about this. Each member of Congress has to make his or her own decision, so this is not about my encouraging other people to do things other than the American people. This is about my position. This is about what I believe. And this is where I stand. I will not be moved. The president must be impeached. For those who do not know, impeachment does not mean that the president will be found guilty. It simply means that the House of Representatives will bring charges against the president. It's similar to an indictment, but not quite the same thing. Once the president is impeached, then the Senate can have a trial to determine the guilt or innocence of the president, whether he is guilty or not guilty, to be more specific. But the House of Representatives has a duty that it can take up, and that is of impeachment. I stand for impeachment of the president. And believe me, if a plurality of the people are saying it now, and that's the poll that I really put my emphasis on, the one that says a plurality believes that the president should be impeached, more than 40%, I think that can grow. I am a voice in the wilderness, but I assure you that history will vindicate me. I assure you that righteousness will prevail. I assure you that no lie can live forever, and truth crushed to earth will rise again. I yield back my time.
Representative Al Green from Texas. Movement has begun. Maxine Waters of California repeating the same message. The president is going to drag this down for 2 years. What do you mean? Because he's not going to go away. It's going to be 2 years then. So American public, you better get ready for it. Because it's coming. Democrats are mad. And some Republicans are mad. Meanwhile, this person is passing laws. Passing laws that we cannot stop because he's president. This is why he needs to be impeached, and impeached now. Not later, now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, right now. Every day he's in the office, and another day he can screw up something else. He just gave $145 billion contract to Saudi Arabia. Military contract. time for action. So what we're going to do in the next 2-3 weeks, you need to call your representative. You know what the numbers are? Let me do it. I got the numbers right here. Hold on. Will you be from California? Is Bob Ross here? 202-224-3553. I am by 9. 202-224-3841. Nancy Pelosi. 115-556-4862. Jackie Spear. 650-340-0300. And my hero, Kamala Harris. 416-445-9555. Former mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom. 916-445-8994. This is imperative. This is no joke. The longer this guy's in office, the longer America is in danger. Playtime is over. Playtime is over. Okay? Opening, please.
Welcome to the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. You can call in at 646-747-3649. Thank you, BASN Newsroom, for sponsoring the Gray Leopard Cove, now in its 11th year. You can send news to Gary N. Gray at blackathlete.com or norris19@att.net. The following are our sponsors: Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233. The New England Informer Magazine, with Doreen Wade as CEO of Boston, Massachusetts. Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, Saturday afternoons, then the Sunday Mindstream, and Wednesday night Political Stir Fry on blogtalkradio.com or 718-508-9216. You can call in, get your Philly, New York, Canadian groove on with the Soul Patrol, Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. My second radio home, WCLM 1450, Sports Talk with Cowboy Reggie and the Sports Talk crew. The Little Old Mystery Man on Monday nights. He will make you smile and make you laugh with music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to WCLM Radio on 1450 on your dial and WCLMRadioOnline.com, the heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba, from WUFO 1080, Buffalo, New York. Young star Travis Singleton and his Kicks for Grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then you should contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on The Anthony Johnson Show on Saturdays at 3 Pacific and 6 Eastern Time. Political Food for the Soul. Remembering Roland Rogers, CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Cove Caravan. You can email Gary N. Gray at blackathlete.com or Norris19 at att.net. Join the Cove Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Pad Nation, WCLM, all on Facebook.com. Please visit our site, www.blackathlete.com, to get a different look at the sports world. Call the Gray Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. And I hope you have a great day.
I want to hear about the amazing words. Representative California said, amazing words.
What is this, right? You got him. You have to be afraid to use the word impeachment. I know that there are those who are talking about, well, we're going to get ready for the next election. No. We don't need to wait that long. He will have destroyed this country by then. We cannot wake up every morning to another crisis, to another scandal. People who say, well, can't you try and work with him? No, we cannot. He's a liar. He cannot be trusted. We don't have to think that impeachment is out of our reach. All we have to do is make sure that we are talking to the American public, that we're keeping them involved, that we're resisting every day, and we're challenging every day, and we're calling this president to account for what he's doing and what he's saying. I believe in this president.
I only got one answer, man. And that is...
Oh,
Okay, I unmuted myself. How am I going to hear? Thank you for the message. All right, let me repeat what I just said. This is no joke. The President of the United States, under fire because he did it to himself. But Maxine Waters and Al Green were saying it's time for the impeachment. Yes, it is. It's time for America to take charge of this country. The alt-right needs to be canceled. The alt-right is killing this country. The alt-right came from the baby of the Tea Party. The Tea Party was all white and all male. And that gave the alt-right the green light to do what they wanted to do. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't know about you, but I've got to wake up in the morning and another crisis on the horizon. I wake up every morning and I look at the news and like, oh, another thing's happening. This president thrives on confrontation. This president thrives on confusion. This president thrives on diversion. And division, and when you have division, you have weak leadership. But Al Green and Representative Maxine Waters is saying, look, okay, enough. It is time to wake up and smell the coffee. And the coffee, it's strong. It's overpowering. The only good thing about this is the Republican Party might get blown up in the middle of summer. Because in the June small elections in June, we will see our Republicans responding. What I mean is, this June there will be about, I think, 10 or 15 races. And that's going to be the bellwether. It's going to be the bellwether where America is paying attention or not. If the reigning Republicans keep their seats, then it's like business as usual. But if Democrats win a third of those seats, you will see a drastic change in the Republican Party. They will step away from Donald Trump quickly because they know this is the first test. This June is the first test. And those 10 seats, I think it's 5 or 10 seats, will be the future of America. Okay, I'm gonna get New York. New Jersey didn't do anything about this mess in Washington, D.C. As HR goes overseas. Jersey, are you there?
Yes.
What do you think of this mess?
Well, I agree with the senator from Texas. The present president needs to be out of position where he's decision-making It's scary that he's going to overseas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's going to do? You don't know what he's going to say. And his track record speaks for itself. It seems that he will be challenging people. Challenging the Republican Party. It's scary because you have been able to say that you had confidence in the President of the United States, but I don't think that it's possible now to even consider speaking or believing what he says.
Or how he...
Beg your pardon?
Or how he says it.
Or how he says it, right.
See, this is a hypocrisy of America. 3 years ago, Michelle Obama went to Saudi Arabia. Michelle Obama do not wear a job. The job is the traditional muscle covering of the head for females. Ms. Obama chose not to do that. Right? HR was all over Michelle Obama. Right? 3 years ago. I guess he forgot because Melania Trump stepped off the plane this morning without doing her job. So, again, where the American people? This man ran up and down against Michelle Obama for not wearing the traditional Muslim covering of the head. Yeah, his own wife. His wife comes out of the airplane doing exactly the same thing.
And that's okay, because he is who he is. And he believes what he believes. It's unfortunate that we have rolled the carpet back to early 1900s. It's unfortunate that he obviously makes a difference between black and white. And it is so obvious that it's disgraceful. We are people who come from kings and queens. We are a people who have intelligence, have always had intelligence, intellect to build pyramids, to build all kinds of things we don't get credit for in this country. It's unfortunate. And it's sad because he is affecting and infecting a lot of people, adult as well as children.
Now, my thought is that what are the children thinking about this? The children are seeing exactly what's going on. Hey, they're not stupid. They see exactly what this man is doing.
They're helpless because they're not adults and they have no voting power. So, what do you do with that?
Well, I'm going to talk to African Americans directly right now. You have the responsibility as of this day forward to do better. What I mean is this. If you see anything wrong in your stores, you need to boycott that store. If you see anything wrong in your county or state, you need to boycott that county or state. Or that city. So what I mean is this. Green power overshadows every other power we got. In the past 20 years, we have not used our green power. I don't know why. I don't know where, but we have lost the ability to do that. We need to get it back. Because HR is going to slowly rip that away. Slowly but surely. He's going to try to rip everything away. Right? No joke. No joke. When you go to the corner store, candy flavored cigarettes. Candy flavored beer and wine. What do you think you're having? If you're not there, and these kids go outside and get somebody to go into and buy stuff for them. I know what happened. It happened to me. When I was in Berkeley, it happened to me. These high school kids then are getting 3 hours to go and buy XYZ. I'm not doing that. This is where we're going. This is where we're going. HR is a ringleader. Ringleader of this. We need to put our pants up. Put our cap on straight. Obey teachers. And yes, okay, I get it. There's no teachers that act crazy. Yeah, okay, we get that. But if you don't mess up in school, you have to deal with these teachers. Hey. I really don't know. I don't know where America's headed with this president. But I do know it's not good. I do know that. Not good. Anything he says, anything he does, is contrary to what we really need. When I come back, we will do sports. When I come back, I'll do sports.
Even if it ain't all it seems, I got a pocket full of dreams.
resident in Baltimore, Maryland. Here are the five favorite horses of the day. Multiplier, owner, Guy Bobber, Kenny Vizua, George Kerr. Multiplier number one. Number two is Cloud Computing. Owner, Incorporated as Big Lords. Trainer, Chad Brown. Late Bloomer. Got opening. Number three, it ends. Get the odd man out, ends. And of course, the Kentucky Derby winner, Always Dreaming, owner, MB Race Tables, the Brooklyn Boys, Place Boy Thoroughbred, Lena Arms, trainer, Odd Buster, What About Odds, Always Dreaming, won the Phoenix 2 weeks ago. Five is Classic Empire, owner John Ugly, 2 year old champion, and Racing Bad Boy. Who's the end of those Classic Empire? Number six is Genevieve Vera. We got Racing Stables. Trainer Antonio Zeno. Missing on our eyes this morning. Number seven is Term of Art. Term of Arm. Trainer. Element Farms, owner of Gamma Farms, trainer Doug O'Neill, 15 more odds, senior investment, Bird Psycho Stables, Kenman Feet, trainer, Jockey Jenny Hill, odds, 9, looking for at Lee. Looking at Lee, the L&N Racing Incorporating. Steve Osmond, trainer, Jackie, Corey Lorraine. And the last horse is Douglas More Money. Owner Judge, trainer, Racing. Miguel Hernandez, trainer. And George Garrett Nero as the jockey. 15 more odds. And it's way different than the Kentucky Derby. We had 24 horses. This one has 10. There's more room to do what you have to do. I believe that Dreaming, Always Dreaming might win Going Away this afternoon. NBC will be broadcasting the Preakness from Baltimore, Maryland, another hour and a half, 2 hours from now. The second leg of Triple Crown. And we may have a Triple Crown winner. And the Preakness, this race, is in the middle of a ham sandwich. Why are we buying into this? The Preakness is in between the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont. In the Belmont, you're looking for a Triple Crown. In the Kentucky Derby, you're looking for roses. That means the Preakness was little or nothing to do. Or she's got broken her legs. The Belma is breaking down. It's getting old. They need to redo the stadium. This is the Belmont. I hope they, sooner or later, redo the Belmont State and redo the complete stadium. Because it's a mess. The Belmont gets no respect. They have always dreaming win this race. You will receive people from all over the country, all beginning to become racing or racing fans. Why? Because it'll be a triple crown then. We will see you in 2 weeks. Well, that's never racing. I know very little about it. I'm going to get somebody on here that knows more than I do. And it's 2 minutes long. It's 2 minutes long. The fastest 2 minutes is important. All right. News of the week. But first, Friday night news. The Cleveland Cavaliers brought a positive 136-86. One of the worst playoff games in NFL history. LeBron James get 30 points. And let's just go forward to the play, to the NBA Finals with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. Let's get this done and move on. NBA announced the three finalists for the MVP of the year. Russell Westbrook of OKC Thunder, Mr. Harden of the Houston Rockets, and Kawhi Leonard of the Dallas Mavericks. My vote would go with Kawhi Leonard because I love teams that play team baseball. Man. Russell Westbrook and James Harden are great players. But Russell Westbrook and James Harden do too much on the court. Kawhi Leonard has a complete team to help him. That's why I like Kawhi Leonard. Bad news for Niagara Predators. As they start forward, Johansson is injured with leg injury. As they go up to the series tied 2-2 with the Anaheim Ducks, they play tonight at 7:15 in the East, 4:15 in the Pacific time. Without Johansson, the Predators have very little scoring attack. And this could be a very serious blow to the Predators going to the Stanley Cup Finals. We will see. Last night, the Ottawa Senators battled the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Crosby finally gets on the board. And Pittsburgh wins 3-2. The even series at 3. So the NHL has a better playoffs than the NBA. Go figure it out. But the NHL, both finals are 2-2 each. While the NBA, they get ready to go 3-0 at the end of this weekend. Baseball, last night, Jacob DeGrom helped the New York Mets stop a 4-game losing streak as they beat the Angels 3-0. DeGrom wins his third game of the year, and the Mets are mired in last place in Natalie East. Last night, while East goes to the bed, the Baradine, Bowman, and Eliza Bassett walk outside. And try to be the guard of his and the A's be Boston 3-2. Oakland wins the 11th inning with Kahan, Homer in the 11th. And Eduardo Nunez with the Giants in the 2-run double in the 9th inning to win the game. They're ready to go beat the St. Louis Cardinals. 6-5. Okay. Last weekend, the New York Giants, the New York Yankees, radar number 2, the captain, Derek Jeter, will be immortalized at Yankee Stadium with 2 number 2s. That's the 18, the 25th number retired for the Yankees. 2 2s, 2 8s, 1 3 4 5, 11 24 42 are all retired Yankee Stadium. On Monday, ESPN, Jerry Smith, Oakland, Arthur suffering a slight stroke. And people wonder what happened to her because she didn't show up in the second half of the game. Went to Oakland, Kaiser Hospital, in the third period of the game last Sunday. And congratulations to Bo Mullins, Beth Mullins, as he will become the second female to call an NFL game. She will be the play-by-play announcer in the first game of Monday Night Football, and it's a good thing to be happy all across the country. But once again, white females are gaining the advantage of civil rights, where black females are being left behind. Tuesday, the Boston Celtics get number 1 draft pick, which is usual, and the LA Lakers get number 2. Now the NBA wants these two teams. How do you do that? Why do you stack the draft choices of Boston and LA get 1 and 2? Number 3 is probably the Sixers, and the Sixers had a hard time. And they had 4 number 1 picks. All 4 got injured the last 4 years. This time they got number 3. And my raggedy New York Knicks will continue to struggle with the 8th pick in the summer drafts in June. In tennis, the golden girl, Maria Sharapova, will not be competing for French Open as the French officials refuse to accept her acceptance card, saying that Maria Sharapova is a cheater, a real life cheater. Many are not happy with this because the Williams sisters will also not be there, so there's no star female tennis this year, the French Open, which is a major. So ESPN scrambling to get viewers for a bridge open this summer. ESPN must be really averaging money as they dump Mike and Mike in the morning. And I don't feel sorry for it because these guys are repeatedly blasting black athletes time and time again. No, I don't feel sorry for you. If you had acted correctly and announced the game correctly, you would still be on the air. But you had to have your razor tone to every game. I don't feel sorry for you. Number 7, Colin Kaepernick, who now we know if a black man didn't. Maybe headed in the north to Seattle Seahawks. To be Colin Kaepernick, to be Russell Wilson's backup. Here we go, for all the good black quarterbacks in one place. I bet you guys hadn't thought about that, but did you? Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson will be on one coast, and the other two will be in Buffalo. And only two or three more left. That's David Winston in Tampa Bay. And Cam Newton in Carolina. And Zach Prescott in Dallas. You know who's where they all play? In the South. I'm gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the NBA and Floyd Mayweather and the Mayweather-Connor fight coming up.
I'm doing fine, up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time.
IndyCar, that's again. Indy Grand Prix. A preview of the Indy 500 will be next week. Will Power defeated Scott Dixon last week in the Indy Grand Prix last weekend. Next weekend is the Indy 500. 101st Radio Indy 500. And Formula One. Last week it was Spanish Grand Prix. But Lewis Hamilton must have been upset as he wins running away. He didn't play last week. Last race he didn't play. And then he played in Spain, which he didn't like the race in Spain because of the way the Spanish people treat him. With the monkey chants, the black faces, and banana throwing. And once again, the Spanish tried to be quiet because he won the race. Standing on top of the podium again. So, Lewis Hamilton, he'll be retired this year, which people are saying he will. Because the last word is Spain. Next weekend, they'll be in a Memorial Day classy race. With the Monaco Grand Prix and Monaco next weekend. You call me at 646-727-3649. There we go. Tomorrow night will be the, as you heard, Cloud 9, the Tempting Temptations. Hope you enjoyed this abbreviated show. Before I go, I'll have the Jersey. Last few words of the week. I'm gonna play another Temptations song. Jersey, are you there? Let's see if we get Jersey up in here.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
What is?
My own news of the week. You have anything to add?
News of the week. Just be prayerful through this trying time with the new president, and watch what you do and what you say. That's the only wisdom that I have today.
It's repeating itself. What Donald J. Trump is doing is trying to subjugate laws. And when you do that, you're subjugating yourself. And I think that's what this is about. He's trying to reverse everything that Obama had planned. He can't do everything. Hope you guys have a good week. And a good weekend. And I'll leave you with another great Temptation song.
With my future, my life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, so badly I wanna go outside, but everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying there's a pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Let it rain. Oh yeah, let it rain. No pain, my eyes touch the skies, desperately for rain, 'cause raindrops behind my teardrops, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying, crying. When I go outside to the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
good.